It's a magazine I receive in the mail every once in a while because I contributed some money to the Southern Poverty Law Center. This group is fighting for civil rights as we speak. And they've been doing it for many years. And what made me think of you guys is that we were talking about the KKK.
Oh, wow.
And of course, you can see the Nazi insignia there. But they took a group of people from the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan. They brought them to justice for their violent acts and their terrorism, domestic terrorism. So you can pass it around. Let me see if I can find the article for you. Video of vigilantism. Do you all know Mr. Kuhn?
Yes,
absolutely.
Oh, here it is. Here's a picture right here. You see the white hoods? The white hoods there? You see them? These are guys from the Ku Klux Klan being brought to trial by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Bringing those people to justice. Who talked about this yesterday?
Yeah. Because they want to know how many people in the country.
Who's the
Ku Klux Klan guy, right? Yeah. This is the Grand Imperial Wizard. That guy right there, the fancy hood. Huh?
No, more than
three people. Who started that three people?
Yeah.
There's thousands and thousands of young people. So I thought you might want to know that those people are being brought to justice. And continue to be brought to justice. I want to see this this letter that I also got to pass that around. It explains about what's going on, bringing these people to justice.
It's not cool. They got from grass hoods.
Pretty cool, right?
The song of the day.
Well, the song of the day is going to be a Sam Cooke song.
Change the tone?
Yeah.
Did you send me those lyrics?
I hope so.
Can I find them?
Yeah, you can find them. I have the chord chart if you have a guitar here, right?
Okay. I'm just going to sing along once I learn it.
Okay. How many of you have ever heard of a singer by the name of Sam Cooke?
How
about Sam Cooke, anybody?
I know Sam, but I don't know Cooke.
Sam Cooke was a singer, a ballad singer, an R&B singer, and a gospel singer back in the early days of soul and rock and roll, back in the late 50s, early 60s. Sam Cooke, S-A-M-C-O-O-K-E. Sam Cooke. How many of you remember people? How many of you have ever seen?
Hey, I don't know why you're talking.
The wires is always crossed off.
Yeah, across off.
Crossed off. How many of you have ever seen the movie Malcolm?
Malcolm X.
About Malcolm X. Is it called Malcolm?
A friend of mine played his father.
You did? Spike Lee film, you guys ever see it?
Spike?
You saw it?
Yeah,
the Spike. About Malcolm X, starring Denzel Washington. How many of you know who Denzel Washington
is? Me!
Only about half his class raised their hand. How many
of you know Denzel Washington?
How many of you have ever heard of Spike Lee?
Spike Lee? Hey, we ask for a raised hand.
He's the world's biggest hit fan. He's also a great director of films. And one of them was this movie about Malcolm X, starring Denzel Washington. And in it, this song was featured at a very critical point in the movie. The song, I want you to be able to appreciate the song when I sing it. Do I have your attention over there on the right? This song is about a man who grew up very poor. It says, I was born by the river in a little tent. This guy did not have a roof over his head. He lived in a tent. And the song talks about the hard times that he faced growing up as an African American in the United States in the 40s and 50s.
But he winds
Wow. One of the Sam Cooke versions.
Want to hear Sam Cooke version?
Sam Cooke is one of my personal heroes as a vocalist. The guy had a voice. If I could take anybody's voice in the whole world, man, I think Sam Cooke would be the man. And he died in 1964, very young man. I think he was shot. Wasn't a good ending for him, but he brought a lot of wonderful music to a lot of people and had a lot of hit records. He was revered as a singer, as a gospel singer, as a rock and roll singer, and as an R&B singer. He was a huge star when I was a boy. Check this out.
And then ask me a question.
The song is about, like, when he said that I go to my brother, I think it was like a betray, because a brother is someone who relates to you and someone who have the same, who have something similar to you, and they is related to you. So a brother is kind of like a help out. So I think this song is like about betray.
About what? About
betrayal. Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What was your question?
Was the song a true story?
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I know as a songwriter myself, and I could probably speak for you as a songwriter, we all write from our own experiences. So be it, you make up a character, you write about that character, there's always going to be a bit of you and your experience in that story, in that lyric. So I would imagine that this is something that Sam Cooke must have gone through in his whole life. And it's a story of betrayal, you are right. But is it just his brother that's betraying him? What else do we see going on in this story? Excellent, by the way.
And what is a brother? How else can we look at the word brother?
A brother? Not only someone who related to you, but inside, a brother is like love. A brother is like love, someone you can love, someone you can trust, like someone you can count on.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have other ideas?
So you don't necessarily have to be related to that person to call them brother. Is that what I'm hearing? You just have to have this like connection of love between them. And you're expecting that you're going to be able to count on that person. Liam?
A brother is like, it could be related or not related. It's like a person like on your side, or next to you, like a part of you in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
are the two of you like writing lyrics together? Did you write them? You've been writing those raps together, right? You sound like a musical team. I can tell.
They think alike.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
What else is happening in the song besides his brother? What else happened to him? What about the third verse? I go
to the movies.
To the movies.
That was just me.
Christian?
I think that means like people tell you don't hang around when you go there, like to that state.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they do that?
Yeah. I think they
goes downtown to the big part of the city, and they tell them don't hang around. Why do you think they did that?
Come on.
I think they say don't hang around because probably they're saying black people.
There you go. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right.
Yeah.
I mean, these songs are open to each of our own personal interpretations.
So how do you think he felt?
I agree with you.
How do you think this guy felt then when he goes to the movies, maybe
so
with his
movies.
Girlfriend, maybe with another friend, and he's told, don't hang around.
Don't hang around.
How do you think he felt? Yeah, Tyrone?
He felt mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he wants to have time and be happy, but people telling him, go, don't come around here, and he's just getting upset.
And then he feels upset about that, as you say, and then he goes to somebody he thinks that may be able to relate with him, who may be going through the same thing, and then what happens?
Stop. from soccer.
So he's getting it from all sides. He's getting it from all sides. The white people tell him that you can't come into town. He goes to his brother to like see if he can have a little bit of solace. And
maybe his brother is saying something like, why are you going downtown in the first place? You know they don't want you there.
Right.
You're out of your mind. He's blaming him.
Right.
Blaming the victim.
Right. But what is the underlying message in this song? What one word can you see in this song? And I saw it in a lot of your lyrics too. That shines through. It's one word, and we have it in our character traits. What is that word? Okay, this love.
What was the question again?
What's that underlying theme? What's that main idea that keeps shining through in this song? What? Yeah, nice and loud. Hope.
And which line is it that gives you that thought? Give me a second. Was there a particular line of the song that made you think of hope? Which one? Read
it. Touch the... I forgot to just touch it.
We lost the picture.
Okay.
Oh, there's been times I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on.
That's a good one. That's hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were times I thought I couldn't carry on. I couldn't last for long. Now I think I'm able to carry on.
Justin?
Is there another line?
But I know the change is going to come. Oh, yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one. And that's the title of the song, Change Is Gonna Come.
How has this song come true in some ways?
Huh?
How has the song come true in many ways?
Good question. How has the song come true? This song was sung like over 40 years ago, 45 years ago, 48 years ago, something like that. 45, 46 years ago. Matthew?
Oh, God. You say, but I know it changes the Well, when he wrote that line, when he was writing the song, well, it did come true, and it came true because, like, in the 1990s, slavery was around the 1990s, slavery was low. And when he said, but I know a change is gonna come, it did. And it didn't just come, but it came to an end.
When did slavery end?
It ended in like the 1900s or the 1800s.
Okay, so we've been learning a little bit about the history of American history. What actually stopped slavery? Because you keep coming back to that, and you're saying 1990s, but when did it really end?
It ended in, one of the Civil War.
Right, during the Civil War. So we're talking about over 100...
What was the Civil War?
Civil War was like between
200
or 250
years ago. Not that long.
Anybody know the date of the Civil War? Roughly, maybe? Give me a rough. It doesn't have to be exactly, but... Anybody know?
1920? That's when women got around, when women got to write.
Who was president at the time?
Abraham
Lincoln.
Right.
Ah, so President Lincoln. Okay. Anybody know when he lived? Abraham Lincoln.
1861 to 1865.
All right.
And those are the exact dates of the Civil War.
Right.
1861. He was president during the whole Civil War.
Oh,
That's only 4 years that we got shot.
Yeah, actually, a very important 4 years of American history. That's when slavery officially ended, but trouble for African Americans didn't end.
Yeah.
So a lot of what this is about, I don't think he was really referring to slavery, but he was referring to the part of American history that we call what?
That we all want.
We learned about that kind of cartoonish type of guy, that, and they named an era after him.
Jim Crow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice laugh.
Jim Crow?
Jim Crow. So this is more of a Jim Crow type of a lyric coming out of that era, segregation, which is over 100 years after that slavery got abolished.
100 years after slavery was abolished, people were still not equal. They may not have been slaves, it's true. They weren't slaves anymore. But they were still living in crushing poverty. They didn't have equal schools, equal access to hospitals and doctors, equal access to jobs and housing. Don't hang around. Separate. Segregation. Devon?
The time when Abraham Lincoln was president is kind of weird. It's like when he became president for the 4 years of his life, it was like he was meant to be president at that time.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that he was like a messenger, like a almost like a religious figure sent here to solve these problems.
It's unfortunate, though, that a lot of people who have messages of peace wind up getting killed violently. Happened to John Lennon, who wrote the song Imagine. It happened to Martin Luther King.
And give peace a chance.
Yeah. It happened to John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah. So it's amazing that talking about peace can be such a provocative thing.
That gets people angry.
Right.
You talk about peace? You're talking about peace to me?
You're not gonna have any of that.
I don't want no peace. Don't give me no peace. Don't give me any peace balls. Peace stick.
Peace nick. Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, remember that?
A peace nick? That was kind of like a put down that people would make on people who were like against the Vietnam War. You went out and protested the war, you would call it peace nick. Well, there were beatniks in the 50s.
What is beatnik?
A beatnik was before the hippies. He was a beatnik.
I don't know. That's before my time.
I was a hippie.
I was a hippie. But, you know, a peacenik, that little part at the end of the word is called a suffix.
Nick.
The nick, that's referring to something Russian.
Yeah.
Like Sputnik.
Or a Wishnik.
Or Wishnik?
Remember Wishniks?
No.
Those little teeny gnomes with the hair?
No, I don't remember. I must have been in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Ross, you remember Wishniks?
No.
Those little gnomes with the funny hair? The little teeny.
Those little trolls,
yeah.
I remember those little
ones. They were called Wishniks. When they first came out, they were called Wishniks.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Yeah. When you talk about peace, you really like talking about just a
a tiny little bit of violence because back then, when we talked about peace, it was like you guys were talking about peace mix. Like, it was kind of talking about a little bit of violence because, but if we talked about peace, somebody who didn't like peace will come up with violence, and then you will talk to him and say, hey man, so I'm talking about violence, it's a world of peace. You should maybe, I don't know, respect blacks and we should have equal rights. But they never wanted to do that, and we'll get in a whole big situation where the white will beat up the black, or the black will beat up the white. We'll get into a big situation and then someone will get hurt. So that's why back then, if I was alive, I would just keep peace to myself and just pray that someday, soon, we will have peace. Hmm.
I think this would be a great opportunity to piggyback on what Matthew's talking about and reflect, because you've got 5 minutes.
Only five?
Much.
You should have probably like quarter two.
Yeah, quarter two. So if they want to reflect and write something,
absolutely,
now would be a great time to do it. Do you want to listen to James Brown?
Yes.
Compare and contrast the two songs?
Can I not say
that? So you heard the lyrics of the first song. How is that different from this song?
It's faster, and it talks about
slavery and that it's gonna come soon.
How's that about an end to slavery? Okay, we're playing, listen, you gotta listen. We're playing music
from the
1960s and 50s that is 100 years after slavery. These are not Civil War songs.
Yeah, we're not talking about slavery anymore.
Yeah. So how is that song different than, say, the Sam Cooke song? Somebody else. Girls? Yeah, come on. Sarah?
In the other song, they were talking about a change. And mm-hmm. in this song, he was talking about how he was black and he was proud.
Mm-hmm. And how is that different?
Because in one, you're talking about how you're supposed to change things, and in one, he's just talking about how he's black and he's proud.
So that all you see a change in the second song.
Yeah.
What else? Matthew?
Like in the other song, he was like telling of betrayal and like a slavery gonna end soon. But when James Brown, when he said, "I'm black and I'm proud," it was just talking about like, I'm black, you can't do nothing about it, you can't change my color.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm black, I want to be black, and I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. So I'm going to stay black, so I'm going to be proud.
So if we're going to compare these two characters, one character, the first song, kind of felt like he was
like
down and
yeah.
out. And maybe this guy feels like he's up and in. You know? Instead of being down and out, he's up and in. You like that one? Okay. I really want to get some lyrics out of them today.
Yeah.
So why don't we reflect?
You did.
Write down some lyrics. I'm going to go on to school blog. I'll start punching this stuff in while you write, all right?
It's interesting to compare the Sam Cooke song with James Brown song. So the James Brown song, he talks about, we don't want to be working for somebody else. We want to do things for ourselves.
Which a lot of, was echoed in Spike Lee's To the Right Thing.
Yeah. He was working for the man, right? He was working in the pizza shop.
Right. And I remember one scene where a bunch of guys were sitting around and they were watching all the stores opening up, and they were realizing that many of the stores in their neighborhood were owned by either Koreans or white people, and that got that whole...
Yeah, one of our own stores.
Yeah.
Why can't we own a store?
Right. All right, I'm sitting here ready for lyrics. Where are they?
Yes, we know. How about changing slavery to slave?
You can't beat me.
Change that sentence so it's slaves. Bravery. He likes bravery. He's happy with that.
Thank you.
Yes, I know.